Welcome to my podcast, Little Miss Colorado. This is a true crime podcast based on the JonBenet Ramsey murder, which I've found really interesting for a while. So I hope you enjoy. JonBenet Ramsey was a six-year-old pageant girl from Boulder, Colorado. She was your average six-year-old girl. She liked playing with dolls. She liked to sing. She liked to dance. She liked riding her bike. She liked playing with her brother. She really was just an average six-year-old girl. Her brother's name is Burke Ramsey, and her mother is Patsy Ramsey. Her father, who she was named after, is John Ramsey. The family was pretty close. They enjoyed each other's company. The Burke and JonBenet would play together. There was a train set in the basement that Burke liked using. But they were just your average family. She was your average six-year-old girl. Until December 26, 1996, when she was reported missing. Patsy Ramsey woke up the day after Christmas finding a 3-page long ransom note by the end of the stairs. She panicked, called the cops, as one would do, and ran up to Burke's room. And she was frantic. She was in a panic. She was running around going, where is she? Where's my daughter? But Burke just laid in bed, which was kind of weird. I don't really get why. Like, if your sister's missing, wouldn't you be worried? Like, I didn't see my sister come back inside from taking out the trash, and I thought she got kidnapped, and my heart sank. And Burke was just laying in bed. I don't get that. But anyways, so Patsy ran back downstairs and decided to call her friends and family to try to get them to come over and help look for JonBenet. So the police arrive and her friends and family arrive, and the amount of people in the house is just a hot mess. The police should have definitely secured the house more because they lost so much evidence by letting their friends and family go in and touch everything and start cleaning up. Like, that was really just a mess. They were passing around the ransom note. Everyone was reading it, all trace evidence from the note, like fingerprints, all gone because there was so much. They started cleaning up the area, like the house, because they were stress cleaning. They wanted to help tidy up so that they could calm down for a bit. JonBenet was gone. No one knew where she was. The ransom note said they were going to get a call at 10 a.m. And the police had finished their quote-unquote search, even though there was no search that actually happened. Like, they barely went over things, they barely checked. They did the bare minimum. They definitely should have done more. But so a majority of the police leave except for one officer, and this woman is terrified for her life. She thinks someone in the house killed JonBenet because there was no sign of forced entry. So she's all by herself. I was watching a documentary and she said she was holding her gun the whole time. She was nervous that she would get killed, if she was scared. So she wants to get John out of the room. So she tells John to go do another search of the house, see if he sees anything out of the ordinary. And somehow the police missed the basement. They missed going into the basement, which, I mean, I don't know how in the world, how can you miss going into a major room of a house? They had stuff down there. That was where Burke's train set was. That was where Patsy's painting stuff was. Like, why didn't they go check? Whatever. So John gets down there and he sees his daughter wrapped in her white blanket. And he is a mess. He takes the blanket, throws it off of her. Her wrists are bound with cord. He unties the cord, gets it off of her. Her mouth is taped. He takes off all the duct tape. And he picks up his daughter, walks upstairs, and puts her on the living room floor. The same living room where police and friends and family have been walking for the past couple hours. So he touched the body, he moved the body. Again, more trace evidence just out the window. There's not much to go on. So Patsy sees John coming back up the stairs with JonBenet, and she runs over and is crying and is hugging her now dead daughter. It was kind of a hot mess, because now not only did John touch JonBenet's body, but Patsy is now touching the body. Which, I mean, why would you be like, you know what? I just see, like, no, you don't touch a body at a crime scene. Once there is a dead person, it is a crime scene. You touch it, now you're messing up the whole investigation. If they really wanted to know who killed their daughter, John wouldn't have moved the body. He wouldn't have touched the body. Like, I get as a reaction, you're like, oh my God, and you like go over and you like check to see if they're okay. But he shouldn't have moved the body. That was a bit much. He literally picked up his daughter and brought her upstairs. So now they know JonBenet is dead. All evidence is out the window. All they can see from JonBenet is that she was beaten, she was strangled, her hands were tied with cord, she was sexually assaulted, and whoever killed her had the courtesy to cover her in her childhood white blanket. There's just so much going on, because the way the body was covered with the blanket obviously shows some sort of care, some sort of love for this young girl, whereas the way she died is the complete opposite. She was killed by a sadistic killer. She was sexually assaulted, she was beaten, and she was strangled. Like, that is, the killer knew what they were doing when they went in there, and they weren't very caring about how they came about killing her. So she had a head wound. She was hit with something cylindrical, like a baseball bat. And now everyone doesn't really know what's going on. Like, there's so much to unpack, but not enough evidence to help unpack it. I honestly think someone in the family helped cover up or killed JonBenet. So I'll go into the ransom note. In the ransom note, the ransom was for $118,000, which is the exact price of John's bonus. There were no signs of an intruder. The paper and pen used for the ransom note was found in the Ramsey home. The way the family reacted to it, so Patsy inviting everyone over, it just doesn't sit right. One other thing that really doesn't sit right is as JonBenet's investigation started and they were examining her body, they found pineapple in her stomach, but it was like she ate it a couple hours before she died. And so the police are asking Patsy if she fed her daughter pineapple. And Patsy says she didn't. She knows nothing about it. But her fingerprints are found on the bowl and on the counter. So she was around the pineapple. She had touched the pineapple. She gave her daughter pineapple, but was saying she didn't, which I think is a little weird. Like, why wouldn't you be like, oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. I did give my daughter pineapple before she went to bed. She just wanted a snack. But no, she said she didn't and kept denying it until she died in 2006. The 3-page ransom note also had a practice draft. This is one thing that really is just, it means whoever was in the house was comfortable with being in the house. If I break into a house and kill someone, which, I mean, like, if, hypothetically, I leave a ransom note to be like, ooh, this will throw them off, I wouldn't stay in the house to keep rewriting a ransom note. Like, that is just so, why would you do that? You had to have been comfortable in the house to rewrite it. And the note had parts of the ransom note from the movie Ransom that had come out like a month before JonBenet died. So whoever killed JonBenet or covered it up by writing the ransom letter had to be comfortable in the house, used the pen and paper in the house, had an idea of what to write in the ransom note because they had just seen or heard about the movie Ransom. So there's just, it just, everything does not add up. Also, the duct tape that was used on JonBenet was found on Patsy Ramsey's clothing, which doesn't make sense because John had taken the duct tape off of JonBenet before Patsy had gotten to JonBenet and hugged her. So I just, that also doesn't add up. I definitely think something, there's just something really odd about this case and I can't put my finger on it. I think it's a big, there's definitely some sort of cover up going on. Definitely something in the family. And I don't know. I know the Ramseys were very powerful, rich people at the time, so they definitely could have been able to call in people to help cover up the murder. It's just all, this case doesn't sit right, and I really want it to be solved, because I've been interested in this case since probably 7th or 8th grade when I heard about it, and I wrote a small research paper on it, and ever since then it's always just kind of been in the back of my mind, and I've really had like the same thought throughout this whole time of me researching and then researching more, because originally I always had a weird vibe off of Burke. I definitely think he accidentally hit her in the head with a baseball bat because he has had a temper. He may or may not have accidentally hit JonBenet in the head with a golf club. He says he accidentally swung it back and it hit her, but also he just doesn't give off a very, I don't know. He just doesn't, there's some vibe I'm getting off of him, and I don't think it's a good one. But I think Burke may have accidentally hit her with a baseball bat because he does have a bad temper. The family knew he had a bad temper. And I think since Patsy and John had just lost their daughter because they thought Bert killed her, that they wanted to keep their son. Because if your kid gets killed and you have another one, you really do anything for that other one. You want to make sure they're safe. You want to make sure you don't lose them too. And it's a terrible thing. It really is. Like, losing a child is one of the hardest things ever. So in a way, I get why, if Burke did accidentally kill his sister, why the family would help cover it up. But still, they've been protecting him for too long. It's been years. It's been over 20 years of this case being opened. And they still have nothing. So I am done with this episode. This is Little Miss Colorado. There will be 3 episodes and you have finished the first one. Thank you. The next episode, I will be diving into more evidence of why I think Burke killed his sister, and I hope you stick around for it. So, thank you, and come back next episode.